My name is Dr. Michael Brown, and this is Three Words, a bite-sized podcast about the significant and, yes, very strategic choices that all of us can make in order to be the very best version of ourselves. Today in the studio, we talk with Bo Johnson about the strategic choice of playing to win, not playing it safe, but playing to win, to taking risks, to being courageous in life, in profession, the personal, professional sides of our life. And it was a great conversation. I was so jazzed the entire time. The energy was awesome. There's great challenge and inspiration for you and for your family and for those who are listening in. Check it out. Bo, it's great to have you here in the studio. And yet many people, our viewers and listeners, may not even know who you are. Can you share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So my family and I live in Utah. I work at the Table Group, which is an organizational health firm founded by Patrick Lencioni. And you know, it's related to our topic today, Michael, because I work with, and we get a chance to work with hundreds of companies who have been very successful. And there's a point where I think success ought to make us a little bit nervous.
Yeah, which I'm so excited to be even set off camera. I am ready to have this conversation with you, my friend. So here are three words for today.
Play to win.
So you and I are type A. You and I love to win.
That's
you
an
and
understatement.
You and I love to build things, and we have drive, and we like to take risks. And we've done this. We've kind of done this throughout our lives, and we are excited about winning and performing and playing and competing. We're competitive, Yeah. So why is this conversation so important to you?
I made a rule of life, which is kind of the list of principles that I want to live by several years ago. And I made 9 of them. And maybe we'll get through all 9 at some point on this podcast. But one of them was this idea of pull the goalie. And we almost made this topic pull the goalie, but we didn't want to confuse anybody. And it comes from this term in hockey, which you work with the Division I men's hockey team. And I'm sure you can tell some stories about that. This idea of at some point, a coach will make the decision to pull the goalie and put in somebody else who can score. But unfortunately, coaches do this way too late because they are playing not to lose rather than playing to win. And I see leaders who have had a little bit of success, and what they accidentally do is protect their gains rather than chasing winning. And so I want to say, come alongside the leaders and look them in the eye and say, play to win, play to win, pull the goalie. You are not here to lay up. You're not here to not lose. You are here to win.
Well, I'll be honest, as I sit behind the glass, as I work with our hockey team on campus as their life and mental coach, and then the score is tight and I'm watching the clock go down in that third period, and we're at 5 minutes and we're at 4 minutes. I'm just kind of going back and forth going, you know, when is coach going to pull the goalie? Yeah. Because obviously it gets to the point where we need to. And then when we do, my heart begins to race and it's so exciting. And even if they don't win the game, I feel great about the fact that they pulled the goalie and they gave it everything they had to the very last second. I think one of my primary passions in life is encouraging people to take risks. In fact, I've shared this in other episodes, but the number one most requested conversation that people ask me to engage with teams and with leaders in general, even human beings, families, and so forth, is help me build my confidence. I want to build my confidence. And I would, unsurprisingly, as you might know, I have an acrostic for confidence, C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-T, the 9 choices you can make to feel more confident, the first of which is courage.
Wow.
To take risks. If you do the scary things, if you take risks, if you do hard things, if you play to win, your confidence, whether you succeed or not, whether the outcome is exactly what you wanted it to be or not, you are more confident.
It sounds easy to say, and it still for you and me can be challenging. When you're standing on the edge of a decision where it would be safe to sit back and do what you've always done, or protect your gains, or play it safe, or to leap out into the unknown, do you still get the pit in your stomach? Do you still get the sense of, oh no, what if this doesn't go well?
Bo, we were just chatting about this at lunch today. I mean, we are leaders who are building, I think, extraordinary lives. We're helping people. We're helping teams. You and I are in similar fields in consulting and coaching. And yet there's this times where anxiety and fear begins to creep up into our hearts. us. And obviously as best friends, we talk a lot about that and we encourage one another in that. And it's nice to not feel alone in that. But at the root of all of that is fear. Mm-hmm. And it's, I want to play to win, but I do not want to lose. So yes. It's easier just to say, I want to play it safe.
Yeah.
At least for a week, right? Or I want to play it safe at least for a month. Or I want to hit the pause button for the next few months just to kind of relax and rest. And I always regret it.
Wow.
Because I want to continue to put my foot to the pedal. And I'm not talking about being overly driven, overly busy, having no margin. I love the idea of work-life harmony. And yet when I'm feeling afraid and when I get into protective mode and I have to protect my life and I have to control my life, control people, control my resources, control my time, control, you know, we all have at the very root of what we struggle with, the issue of fear and control. I am far less prone to win. But when I just kind of let it go and I say, hey, I can't control the outcomes.
You never could anyway.
But sometimes we feel like we could.
Yeah.
But so when I feel like I can control the outcomes, I feel a little bit more secure. But I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the guy who's not reckless for sure, right? You don't want to be reckless. You don't want to pull the goalie for the entire first period of a hockey game.
Right.
You know, it's like, why would you do that? You want to be wise. Mm-hmm. And I want to be wise with my time and my resources and my relationships. But I want to play to win. And I'm not even thinking win, like I want to be richer and I want to be more successful and I want to be more famous. Like, I mean, play to win at the things that matter most.
Okay, so I want to talk about this because I think that there are, of course, reckless risks that people do to their bodies, to their future, to themselves, that we're not advocating for that.
For sure.
We're saying play to win. And so the question is, win at what? What does it look like to win?
What?
And so I would challenge somebody to say, oh, here's what you do. Take big bets on your values. Figure out what you really, really value and then take big bets on that. I mean, I want to talk about what that big bet is, but first let's talk about values. Our family, we have four values. At the company that I help lead, we have four values. And so we want to take risks in the direction of those values because, Michael, I could never control the outcome really, but I can control the inputs. And so our family values are we want to be healthy, be together, be adventurous, be outside. So as a family, we take financial risks, time risks. We try new things in the direction of our values. And you know what? If it didn't work, if it failed, we were still investing in the thing that we say matters most. So to play to win means you got to define what winning means. And I think most people are just borrowing a definition of winning from everybody else around them.
Oh, here we go. Culture says this is what you should win at.
Yes.
And then we have these individuals, and you work with these professionals, these corporate leaders, is like same as I do, who have climbed the ladder of success only to realize the ladder's leaned up against the wrong wall.
Yes.
And because they've won, at what?
Yeah.
And for what purpose?
At a game that they didn't actually care about. And so doing the funeral journal exercise is so clarifying because nobody gets to the end of their life and is like, oh, I want the bigger car and the second vacation home, right? They maybe wanted more time with their family, so they want a vacation home. But you want clarity about what is it that matters most. Let's risk it towards that. For the hockey coach, they have a very clear objective, win the game. Right. And so sometimes they're sitting back of like, oh, no, there's this accidental objective of I don't want to be criticized or people might not like me or they might not understand me. And so they're not pulling the goalie because they're afraid of the criticism. When no, the goal was to go win the game. So I want leaders to get ruthless clarity about what it means to win. And then I want them to bet on it.
As I hit pause in the middle of this episode right now, I hope you're as encouraged and inspired as I am already to really take risks and to try something new and to do that which you never thought was possible. Would you share this with a friend? And together, would you play to win? Now back to the episode. I work with the football team here at the university as well, and I love when they go for it.
Yeah.
The fourth down.
Yes. Go for it.
Or the explosive play. It's like there's only a few minutes left. And then we have this 60-yard pass into the middle of the in the end zone. And you're like, what's going on? And it's just very exciting. And it doesn't always produce the outcomes, but it was worth it.
Yeah. Communicate something to your team about your belief in them too. Mm. Okay. So can I talk about what it looks like to make bets?
Of course.
I heard this idea. I think it was from somebody named Craig Rochelle, who's a leader, author, speaker, who said, hey, add a zero at the end. So let's say one of your values is you want to travel and you want to take your kids to two countries. Then I'd say, make it 20. Or I'd say, you know what I really want to do? I want to write a book. I'd say, write 10 books. Ask the question of what would it look like to be able to do that? Or say, instead of chasing 3% growth this year, what if we chased 30% growth? Just add a zero at the end. And here's what it does for you. It immediately expands your horizons of what's possible. And it helps you realize, I actually can't stand here at the edge of the cliff. I have to do something. I have to do something to help us to be able to win. So I just want to take big, big swings. And I am so energized and inspired when I see leaders doing that. Mm-hmm.
You know, we say often in life and mental coaching within athletics that the goal is not to win. The goal is to compete at your highest level, because winning is about the outcome. But yeah. I can control competition. I can control, like you said, the inputs. And then there's no failure because I have competed at my highest level. I don't can think about the outcomes. And so in many ways, you're not saying the goal is to win. The goal is to play the game in such a way that you probably will
and to
most
define
likely
the win.
Will win. Yeah.
Yeah. And to define the win. And so, leaders, I would say, hey, there are other people like you who are waiting for somebody to dream big like that, to take a risk. And it's amazing how your initiative or your decision to just say, I'm going to go for it, what you'll find is the other people who put their hand up to say, oh, I wanted to do that too. But instead, what we do is we sit back, we play it safe, and we end up being in the sea of mediocrity of everybody who was just saying, how do we have 3% growth and take one vacation or maybe write one book someday? Or I just want to be able to have done my best. And I want to be around leaders who have a banner that says, I know what it means to win. And I'm placing my chips in the middle of the table to do that.
And there are industries, and I love higher education. I've been working in higher education for years and years and years. But I would say in many ways we are risk averse. And so we move slowly. And again, I'm not talking about reckless. I don't want us to be reckless in higher education. I don't want us to be reckless in the corporate world. I don't want us to be reckless in athletics. I want us to be wise and thoughtful. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anyone gets to the end of their life and said, I regret risking. I regret giving it my all. I regret whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like the thing that we regret is mediocrity. Mediocre leaders are irrelevant.
Yeah.
They quickly become irrelevant. Those who continue to be indispensable are those who continue to say, let's go. Let's do more. Mm-hmm. Let's try harder.
Yep.
Let's go into new territory.
And when you do that, you, like I said before, you'll find the other people. You will find great connection with energized and risk-taking people. And the other thing is, you're going to fail, and you will learn so much more from the swings and misses, from the failures, than you ever learn from just playing it content and playing it safe.
I love the phrase, there's no such thing as win or lose, just win or learn. To see every failure as failure forward. It was your three words. Give us our final challenge to our listeners and our viewers, Bo.
I would just say for the vast majority of people, we can actually do less in a year than we think we can, and far more in 10 years than we could ever imagine possible. So go for it. Play to win. Decide what it means to win and what matters, and then place your chips in the middle of the table.
So I'm so inspired as I sit here today, and I hope our viewers and listeners are as well. My friend, thank you again for being here at Three Words and for sharing your insights, your practical advice, and your passion. I hope you can feel my energy and my excitement when I spend this time with you every few weeks. It is so cool to be able to have these conversations with you, our viewers, and our listeners. We don't take for granted the time you invest in Three Words Podcast. We would actually invite you to get more connected to us by going to our website, dmbcoaching.com, and actually /subscribe. Would you subscribe to our digital newsletter to be more connected, to learn more about us, and to really bring our relationship to the next level? We would really be pleased if you do that. Until 2 weeks from now, make it a great life.